We try something new. It's hard. We fail, and then we stop trying. We beat ourselves up for it, right? Like, I never should have tried that. That was way too big of a goal for me. Who am I to think that I could have achieved that goal? So there's not only the suffering of giving up on our goal, but then there's what we make it mean. Massive action is continuing to take action until you get your result, but also you can take breaks. And it means not beating yourself up because you hit a red light, either literally or metaphorically. Welcome to Is This All There Is?, the podcast for high-achieving women who have checked all the boxes of success and are left feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and stuck. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ryan Fear, and in each episode, we'll use principles of cognitive psychology, feminist theory, and expert mindset coaching to help you build the confidence and clarity you need to accomplish whatever it is you want, even if you don't yet know what that is. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to Is This All There Is?, the podcast for high-achieving women who are ready to live their lives by design rather than by default. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ryan Fear, and I am so glad you're here. So if you've been following this podcast for a little while, at least, you know that I've had a very busy summer, as I'm sure has a lot of you. It seems like the more people that I talk to and ask how their summer is going, the more say it's really busy and it's really doing anything big necessarily. We just all seem to be busy. And I don't know if that's a post-COVID thing, like we're finally kind of getting our wheels back under us and doing more things. I know for me, it's because summer is my favorite season and there's so many fun things to do outside when the weather's nice. And I just want to take advantage of all of the daylight that we have, because especially in the Portland, Oregon area, for like 9 months out of the year, it's gray and rainy. So I want to get the most out of the light while we have it. So today's topic, I thought, was super appropriate for how a lot of us are feeling. So I have been really busy this summer, but I've been kind of neglecting my business. Like, I've been seeing clients. I haven't been neglecting them. Don't worry about that. I have been recording this podcast regularly, but I haven't been posting as much on social media. I've been doing some behind-the-scenes work on creating programs, but I just haven't been doing as much as I do throughout, I guess, the school year, September through June. My brain just stopped there for a second. So we are starting to gear up for the end of August, beginning of September, as of when I am recording this. I'm actually recording it a couple of weeks early because we're about to take a family trip to Maine to see some of my college friends that I'm super excited about. So I've been thinking about when my daughter goes back to school at the end of August and when I have more time to settle in, what is it that I want to work on? And so since I have been putting my business on the back burner, it is getting close to time for what I call massive action. So I've been working very part-time this summer, and it's been lovely. I have done some surfing, some camping, some traveling, and the old me would have had a lot of guilt and shame around the lack of time and energy that I've been putting into my business and the lack of work that I've been doing. I would have spent a lot of time beating myself up for it. But the current me knows that once September hits, it is time for massive action. So what is massive action? Is it just doing a bunch of stuff and seeing what happens? Kind of. It is committing to taking action until you get the result that you want. So it's like inspired action. And how do you know you're taking massive action? Because you've gotten the result that you want. So one of the examples I like to use is going to the grocery store. So if you've been following me for a while, you know I'm not a big fan of going to the grocery store. It's not my favorite chore. But for the purpose of this example, I want you to imagine driving to the grocery store. If you're not somewhere that you drive, pretend like you're driving. Can you take massive actions to go to the grocery store? Yes, because what happens is you get in your car, you start driving to the grocery store. Now, if you hit a red light and you have to stop, you don't panic, right? You recognize the red lights are part of the deal, and in fact, before you even get in your car, you anticipate that you're probably going to have to hit a red light or two. You're going to have to stop, you're going to have to put the brakes on. Is that enjoyable? Is that something you want to have to do? Of course not, but you know it's part of the process, and you keep going, and you keep hitting red lights, and you keep stopping. You might get a little frustrated, but you don't make a big deal out of it. You don't make it mean that you failed at getting to the store, or it's taking too long. You don't mean any of that. You might even hit traffic, depending on where you live, on your way to the store. You don't need to use that as a reason to stop taking action. You don't need to say, oh, too much traffic, turning around. Actually, there have been times that I have done that where I'm like, nope, not worth it. But you get the idea. You are willing, in the case of going to the store, you're willing to take all the action that you need to take in order to get to the grocery store. In fact, you know there are going to be some roadblocks. Literally. You know that there are going to be red lights, there might be traffic, there could be construction. And that's all okay. It might be a little frustrating, but you're not like, oh my gosh, I totally failed at going to the store. I knew I never should have gone to the store. I just wasn't made to go to the store. I'm not good at going to the store. How many of you have ever said that? I'm not good at going to the store. Probably none of you. So that's what I want you to do when it comes to your goal. So when you set a goal and you commit to a certain result, you're going to hit obstacles. You're going to hit many, many red lights. Most of us turn around on the way to our goals after the first red light. We're like, oh, there's so many cars out here. I think I need to stop. It's red. The light's red. I'm not sitting here. I'm not getting any results. I should be there by now. I don't have anything from the grocery store yet. I've driven all this way and here I am. Forget it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm never going to the store again. That's totally what we do when it comes to our goals though, right? We hit one obstacle and we throw our hands in the air. We're like, this is not working. I am out of here. And I'm laughing because I do this too. This is part of human nature. We tend to think that when we set a goal, I don't think like cognitively we think it's going to be easy, but somewhere in our subconscious, we set a goal and we think it should be easy. And then at the first roadblock, when it's not easy, we're like, well, wasn't meant to be. So massive action for anything that you do in your life is the process of working through those obstacles. In fact, it's the process of anticipating those obstacles and being willing to fail and fail and fail and stop and regroup and do it wrong and try again and do it wrong again and hit an obstacle and then get a result you didn't expect and then try again. And that's the normal part of achieving any kind of goal. Understanding that massive action is that you just keep going, right? You just keep trying. Now, you're not a machine. I want to put a pin in that idea of keep trying. In fact, I was just speaking with a friend of mine about how we've had to really detox from productivity culture. And we've had to make it okay to rest and make it okay to not keep pushing when our bodies can't keep pushing or our brains can't keep pushing. So I do want you to take the idea of massive action with a grain of salt because I don't want you to use it as a way to punish yourself. Right? I think when perfectionists get the idea of massive action, we're like, we are just going to keep slamming our head against the wall until we get the result that we want. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is massive action is continuing to take action until you get your result, but also you can take breaks. And it means not beating yourself up because you hit a red light, either literally or metaphorically. So massive action is the process of continuing to take action no matter what happens, which is really a normal part of achieving any kind of goal. Understanding that massive action is you keep moving, you keep swimming, you keep going until you get the result that you want. But a lot of us, myself included, we don't do that. We try something new. It's hard. We fail, and then we stop trying. And then, more often than not, we beat ourselves up for it, right? Like, I never should have tried that. That was way too big of a goal for me. Who am I to think that I could have achieved that goal? So there's not only the suffering of giving up on our goal, but then there's what we make it mean, right? Or we spend a lot of time ruminating about what went wrong or what we should do. Like, perhaps we should do some research. That's not massive action. That's the opposite of massive action. In fact, that's passive action. So passive action is different from massive action in that passive action isn't creating anything. It's not moving you forward. It's consuming. So what I mean by that is I spoke with a woman once who told me that she'd done all these mindset trainings and she listened to a ton of different podcasts. She took a bunch of online classes. She had done all of this research and she knew a lot about mindset and changing her thinking and managing her emotions, but nothing in her life had changed. And I asked her, well, what actions have you taken? And she was really confused. She was like, but I just told you, I listened to all these podcasts, I did all these trainings, I did all these webinars, you know, I've read all these books. But those weren't actually actions. Those are what I call passive actions. So passive action is more intellectual. It's reading the books, it's taking the classes, it's doing internet research. It feels like action. It feels like you're doing something, but it doesn't actually move us forward. It's like you're gathering information, but until you take real active action, you won't have a transformation in your life. And this is where I think a lot of you probably find yourselves, where you know a lot about what you need to do, but you haven't done it yet. And I hear you. It is really hard to get into that active action phase. So I'll give you an example of passive action versus active action, massive action. With a caveat, I really don't know that much about basketball, but this is the example that comes to me. So let's say I want to get really good at a basketball free throw. So I watch a bunch of videos on technique on YouTube. I read a book about improving free throws. I have a conversation with a basketball coach. I accumulate all of this knowledge, right? Like I understand the physics of it. I understand where I need to stand. I have a theory of how many times I need to dribble the ball. I understand the arc of the ball, the speed of the ball. I know what my body formation is supposed to be. So then I go out to the court and I get ready to throw my free throw and I'm so excited to nail it. And womp womp, it's exactly the same. Why? I took all this action to get better, right? I spent all of this time learning and studying. I had all the information, but it was only taking passive action. I had the information, but I hadn't flipped the switch to create a transformation in my practice. Now, I could probably tell you how to shoot a perfect free throw, but I couldn't actually do it until I put that information into practice, right? So here's the reason so many of us get stuck in passive action. It's comfortable. It doesn't require any failure. It's really hard to fail at watching a YouTube video, right? I mean, you might have to press pause and go do something else for a while, but you're not ever like, oh my gosh, I failed at doing that. It's so embarrassing. I didn't even watch that YouTube video, right? You just brush it off. So it's pretty easy to watch a YouTube video, not so easy to step out onto the basketball court at the gym and practice, especially if it's in front of other people, because that might involve failure. That might involve some embarrassment. So passive action feels a lot safer to us, but it's a version of hiding. I could spend all this time reading about how to be a coach. I could study it. I could watch videos. I could take business classes, but I'm not actually going to help anyone until I get out there and market my programs and start talking to real life humans. And passive action is exhausting. You're basically doing all this stuff and you're not getting any results. So you're just spinning your wheels. And with that, you're probably beating yourself up. You're like, but I have all of these degrees and I have all of this information and I've spent so much time studying it. Why isn't my life different? There must be something wrong with me, right? That seems to be the common denominator for so many of us, is that if things aren't working out the way that we thought they would, we immediately blame ourselves and we're like, what is wrong with me? So then you have that added layer of beating yourself up and making yourself miserable. And yes, massive action can be exhausting too, but if you're going to be exhausted, you might as well accomplish your goals, right? You might as well actually be moving forward. So here's something that I hear from a lot of you. You'd like to work in a specific industry that's different from where you're working right now, or you'd like to start your own business or do a different job. And the first step you always think is to get another degree or a certificate, or to do some sort of other training. You think, if I want to change industries, I need to go back to school and get a degree. No, you do not. I get it. You're probably really similar to me because school is your comfort zone. You are good at school. You understood the criteria at school. You could push yourself to do well in school. You understood how to do well in school. When I was burning out as a high school teacher and I didn't know what job I wanted to do next, I went back to school and got a doctoral degree because I was like, well, might as well just go back to school. I don't know what else to do. Trust me, education is my comfort zone. In fact, I joke with my husband that when I retire, I'm going to law school just for the experience. And he's like, yeah, you probably will. But getting a doctoral degree didn't give me information about what I wanted to do next. It didn't actually move me forward. I learned a lot of cool stuff. People call me doctor now. That's cool. But it didn't give me more information about who I am and the work that I wanted to do or want to do in the world. It kept me stalled out. And let me tell you, that was a really pricey, really time-consuming way to stay stalled out. Your first step is not another degree. So here's what I want you to do. Write your goal down, whatever it is. Start a business, run a marathon, find a partner, learn to make the best eggplant parmesan on the planet, whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Then brainstorm a list of all the actions you'll need to take to accomplish that goal. Look at the list you made, and for each task, ask yourself, is this creating something, aka massive action, or consuming something, passive action? Now, I get it. Sometimes you do need to get some training or information. Like if I just decided I'm going to be a life coach and set up a website and started telling people I was a life coach without actually doing any kind of certification or training, that wouldn't be good. But I just want to point your attention to the fact that you may not need to get another degree or any kind of training. You might just be able to start doing the thing that you want to do. Okay, so I'm not saying never take passive action. Just be aware of when you are taking passive action and don't stay stuck there. So next, think of the obstacles that could come up. For example, for training to run a marathon, you might get sick or you might get injured. You might have something come up at work that interrupts your training schedule. You might have a trip planned. You get the idea. Then write down solutions for each of those obstacles. Make sure to book a hotel with treadmill, for example. Add those items, the solutions to your obstacles, to your massive action list. So here's what I want to invite you to do today. I'm going to be doing this too. I want to invite you to find a goal that means something to you. Be willing to commit to massive action toward that goal for 30 days. So write that down. I will do this for the next 30 days in order to accomplish blank, and that's your goal. So if you're an aspiring writer, maybe you write a blog post every day for 30 days. Do people still do blogs? Is that still a thing? I couldn't come up with another thing to actually like physically write that would be produced in the world. But if you have an idea, let me know. If you want to run a marathon, create a 30-day training plan. Now, pay attention to your thoughts, right? It always comes down to your thoughts. If you're just learning this work and you just started following me, you want to learn more about what's going on in your mind. Get curious about what thoughts come up as you create and follow your 30-day plan. And know that these are just thoughts, and thoughts aren't the truth. So if you start feeling resistance, like if you have to do a long run on a certain day for your training plan and you have a lot of resistance to that, just be curious about why. We're not judging. We're just curious. And know that your thoughts aren't the truth. So commit to writing down your thoughts every day for 30 days. Then take the massive action. Will you miss a day? Probably. Will you fail? Probably. Will you want to use that as a reason to give up? Probably. The difference between whether you get that end result that you're looking for or not is if you keep trying. Even the days that you want to stop, keep trying. Will you show up for yourself again? Will you fail 100 times and pick it up again at 101? That's going to be the difference whether you get the result you want or not. Make excuses and quit, go back to passive action and hiding, or be willing to do it again and again and again until you get the result that you want. Massive action is the magic to whatever you want in your life. You keep taking action until you get the result that you want. So I am totally all in with all of you taking action on building your dream lives. and trying as many things as you can until you get the results that you want. What are you committed to doing for the next 30 days? Go to my Facebook or Instagram and leave me a comment on the goal you're committing to. I'd be super happy to support you. And if you'd like some longer-term support on reaching your goals, book a consultation call. I'll drop the link in the show notes. All right, friends, here is to another week of vacation and then hitting the ground running with massive action for 30 days. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know how I can support you. I would love to hear from you. And I will catch you in the next episode. If you found this podcast helpful, head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And go ahead and send it to a friend while you're at it. Thank you. My mission in life is to liberate women from the limiting beliefs that are holding them back from living their fullest, most joyful lives. If you'd like to learn more about my work, check out my website at www.amandaryanfear.com. That's AmandaryanFear.com, where you can find links to join my free private Facebook group and learn more about working with me.